Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Dancing with West Texas Stars set for January 27th. The 9th annual Dancing with West Texas Stars is set for 7:30 p.m. January 27th, 2024 at the Ector Theater adjacent to the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. Tickets are now available for the annual event benefiting Crisis Center of West Texas and the mission to end domestic and sexual violence in West Texas. Dancing with West Texas Stars is an evening of amazing performances by 11 local stars partnered with talented professional dancers from the community. After the show, head from the Ector Theater to the adjacent Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center for the DWWTS After Party featuring live music, drinks, and heavy hors d'oeuvres. What's a dance performance without some friendly competition? Every dollar, whether part of a donation or a ticket purchase, provides one vote for the performers of your choice. This year's 11 teams of stars and professionals are competing for the 9th annual prizes, including the Mirrorball Trophy for the most funds raised to support survivors. 2024 West Texas Stars and Professional Partners: Donatella Blackwell and Diego Mata, Jessica Bolton and Kara Williams, Chandler Foreman and Haley Trevino, Chris Garrett and Ryan Lewis, Michael Hamilton and Gabriela Carrasco, Michael Aguinaldo and Brooklyn Anderson, Tracy Notley and Emily Hamer, Joshua Reyes and Beatriz Gonzalez, Russell Tippin and Helen Pasternak, Lauren Wall and Joey Hain, Scott Windham and Kelsey Tanner. Couple arrested on drug charges. An Odessa couple was arrested on drug charges October 26th with the help of a confidential informant. According to an Ector County Sheriff's Office report, a confidential informant called investigators to say they purchased methamphetamine from Amy Reyes, 46, and arrangements were made for the informant to buy 14 grams of methamphetamine for $490. Investigators watched Reyes and her husband, Leo Delane Vincent, 46, leave their home on Nimitz Drive and drive to the prearranged meeting place, the report stated. The couple was pulled over for having expired tags and investigators found a gun, but no drugs, the report stated. According to the report, investigators obtained a search warrant and Medical Center Hospital staff found the 14 grams of methamphetamine and a live 9mm round in Reyes' vagina. Reyes was arrested on suspicion of tampering with evidence and delivery of a controlled substance, and Vincent was arrested on suspicion of delivery of a controlled substance. Reyes remained in the Ector County Jail Wednesday night on surety bonds totaling $95,000. Vincent also remained in custody. His bond is set at $75,000. Mary urges community to vote in bond election. Election day for Ector County ISD's bond is quickly approaching November 7th. Early voting is going on through Friday, and Superintendent Scott Murray urged people to get out and vote during his media call Wednesday. The total price of the three proposition bond is $436,109,000 and will not require an increase in the district's total tax rate. However, ballot language will say it is a tax increase due to a law passed by the legislature in 2019 that covers all bond referendums. Murray said there are approximately 85,000 registered voters in Ector County, but so far we've barely scratched 3,000 of those voters. We can do much better. I really would encourage you to take some time to do that. We really appreciate the elections office. They've expanded not only the early voting locations, but the hours. It takes just a few minutes to stop by any of those locations and vote, Mary said. Voting early is a good way to avoid lines as well. Mary said the district will continue to inform voters about the bond. They are having an ECISD live broadcast at 7 p.m. Friday on YouTube, Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, and LinkedIn. People can ask questions during that broadcast as well. The district website, HectorCountyISD.org, has all the information. Proposition A for $424,263,000 includes a new career and technical education center to be located in South Odessa, Ector County, a new middle school to be located in West Ector County, district-wide maintenance and repairs, a new transportation facility, and bus purchases. Additionally, Proposition A will include replacement of district phone system, PA, bell, clock, fire alarm system replacements, security camera refresh, classroom interactive flat panels, large group instruction area, audiovisual equipment, complete renovation of the Permian High School auditorium, replacing outdated instruments, performance risers for all middle school choirs, classroom instruments for elementary campuses, uniforms for middle school bands and mariachi, and JROTC facility needs. Also, a complete replacement of the Transition Learning Center for students with special needs learning to transition from school to the workforce. Complete replacement of classroom buildings and barns at the agriculture farm. LED lighting at the Odessa High School baseball and tennis stadiums. LED lighting at the Permian High School baseball stadium. Resurfacing of tennis stadium at all middle schools. Replacement of indoor bleachers in main gyms of all middle schools. Land purchase for a new middle school. Land for the CTE Center for Gifted at ECISD by Grow Odessa. Proposition B for $8,096,000 is centered on Ratliff Stadium. It includes a concrete overlay of the bleachers, updating restrooms, LED lighting for the stadium parking lot, LED lighting at the track field venue, air conditioning, heating at South Building locker rooms, replacing one grass field with artificial turf. Also includes any major maintenance needs at the stadium complex identified in facilities assessment report. On a separate item, Murray said, the district's second annual food show is scheduled for 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. The show will feature breakfast, snacks, and lunch items that are currently offered and those they are considering. It is a way for the school nutrition staff to get feedback on food offered from students and parents. Murray noted that Director of Early Childhood, Beatriz Mata, has been appointed by Governor Greg Abbott to be the Texas Early Learning Council for a term set to expire at the pleasure of the governor. Also named were Jennifer Stockamer on Prosper and Megan Young of Austin. The Texas Early Learning Council serves as Texas's state advisory council as required by the Improving Head Start for School Readiness Act of 2007. The council utilizes its breadth of stakeholder representation to increase coordination and collaboration across state agencies and local program and service providers in order to improve the quality of and access of early childhood services across Texas. In 2019, the council led a statewide Birth 5 needs assessment and developed the Early Learning Strategic Plan as part of Texas's preschool development grant project, a news release from the governor's office said. Mary also congratulated the Permian and Odessa High School bands. Permian competed in state competition in San Antonio, but did not make the finals. OHS has had 86 years of a perfect score at the district competition. Murray said that is the longest streak of perfect scores in Texas and said he is very proud of both programs. DPS, sideways stop sign leads to fatal crash. A 40-year-old early man was killed Wednesday morning in a two-vehicle crash in Midland County. According to the Texas Department of Public Safety, Jared Nowell was driving west on East County Road 160 in a Chevrolet Silverado, and a 52-year-old Hutton man was driving north on FM 1379 in a tractor trailer around 6:20 a.m. Wednesday. The stop sign for the westbound lane of ECR 160 was facing sideways when Noel entered the intersection and hit the tractor trailer, DPS stated. Noel was pronounced dead at the scene. The other driver was taken to Midland Memorial Hospital in stable condition.
This is Christy, and I'll be reading Permian Proud for October 31st, 2023. Odessa College's Cowboy Ball to raise funds for rodeo athletes, October 31st, 2023, by staff report. The upcoming Cowboy Ball at Ector Coliseum will showcase talented rodeo athletes while supporting the Odessa College Wrangler Rodeo Program. The event is set for Ector County Coliseum Barn A on Saturday, November 11th. The evening will also include a fabulous dinner, dancing, and a fantasy NFR team, Calcutta, to help raise funds to support OC's rodeo athletes. We will be showcasing our talented rodeo athletes that come from all over the United States, Canada, and Australia, program official state. Tickets are $60 a person or $700 for a VIP sponsored table of six. Tickets must be purchased in advance. Get them now at https://tinyurl.com/oc-cowboy-ball. Find this story and audio for blind and low vision adults at 2 p.m. daily on the Recording Library of West Texas Radio Station at www.recordinglibrary.org livestream. United Way of Midland partners with Kendra Scott on Holiday Shopping Fundraiser, November 1st, 2023, by staff report. Start your Christmas shopping early while contributing to a good cause. The United Way of Midland and Midland jeweler Kendra Scott are partnering on a give-back event on Saturday and Sunday, November 11th and 12th. Enjoy sips and sweets while you shop to support United Way of Midland, which will receive 20% of all net proceeds. Can't make it in the store? You can still support the United Way of Midland by shopping online November 11th and 12th. Using code GIVEBACK-ERBCA. Kendra Scott is located at 2900 West Loop 250 North, Suite 135 in Midland. The United Way of Midland works to improve quality of life in the city by uniting community resources with identified needs. From birth to senior years, United Way of Midland cares for every chapter of your family's journey. Its website states, through each stage of your life, we are here to support you. With our PB Connect Navigation System 2-Gen model and community initiatives, we are bridging the path to educational success, workforce development, and social health and well-being for families. Permian Basin String Quartet readies for fall recital, October 31st, 2023, by Kathy Chateau. The West Texas Symphony Permian Basin String Quartet will present its first recital of the season with Da Capo Friday, November 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Copper Rose Building in Odessa. Tickets are $25 for adults and $12 for students, and the fall event is part of Odessa Arts in Downtown Odessa First Friday, ODTX. During the event, the String Quartet will perform String Quartet in B minor, OP 76, number 4 by Joseph Haydn, Fuga e Mysterio by Astor Piazzolla, and String Quartet Number 2 in D major by Alexander Borodin, Romina Dimock, and Gabriella St. James will each take to the violin, while Conrad Sklar will play viola and Sean Kim will perform on the cello. The Copper Rose is located at 415 North Grant Avenue in Odessa. Learn more about the program or purchase tickets online here. Tickets can also be purchased by calling 1-800-513-3849 or at the door. Find this story and audio for the blind and low vision adults, 2 p.m. daily on the Recording Library of West Texas Radio Station at www.recordinglibrary.org livestream.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Health and Wellness for Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. Midland Health. Breast cancer doesn't just happen in October. November is here, and all of the celebrations of pink and honoring our survivors and creating awareness have ended. Getting a mammogram was fresh on everyone's mind. The importance of early detection and screening. The personal stories of those who have fought a battle with this dreaded disease. All these things were at the forefront of our view and on our minds in a very strong way. All through the month of October, we presented articles that educated on the importance of early screening and detection. These articles were from the perspective of a doctor, a mammography technologist, and a nurse who all navigate patients through their needed screenings and, if diagnosed, through their necessary treatments. Reasons such as, quote, I have no family history, quote, I don't have time, and, quote, I don't feel anything, were all dispelled, and the importance of routine screening reiterated for all women aged 40 and over. Also, it was presented that women who are at an increased risk need to start these screenings earlier. The question is, what are we going to do with all this information now that October is over? Did it cause any of us who had previously failed to get our mammogram to call and make that appointment? Did it incite a determination to be consistent with the necessary screenings so that we can stay healthy for the ones we love and avoid unnecessary treatments with early detection? Did it provoke us to get the word out and make sure all of mothers, sisters, aunts, cousins, friends are getting their necessary screenings? Nothing is worse than the regret on the face of someone who is being diagnosed with advanced breast cancer. Remember, we can generally see something on a mammogram at least 2 years before a lump would be felt. Since breast cancer doesn't only happen in October, let's keep breast cancer awareness alive all year long. If we meant to get a mammogram in October and somehow failed to carry that plan through, let's go ahead and make that appointment. If we know someone who is not getting their screenings because they are anxious about what might be found, let's encourage them to be brave and get the screenings that they need. If we know someone who is not getting their mammogram because they are uninsured or have a high copay or deductible, let's inform them about Pink the Base and funding that can help in these situations. We can schedule your mammogram at 432-221-2300. If more information is needed about scheduling a mammogram and other appropriate testing, or about Pink the Base and funding, feel free to call me at 432-221-1189. Let's keep breast cancer awareness alive all year long. Mayo Clinic Minute. Tips for healthy heart from a Mayo Clinic cardiologist. Today's age of quick access to information, constant updates on medical advancements, and health recommendations make it easy to get overwhelmed. But when it comes to maintaining a healthy heart, Dr. Francisco Lopez Jimenez, a Mayo Clinic cardiologist, has some important and simple tips he'd like to share with everyone. Quote, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, end quote, is an adage that Mayo Clinic cardiologist Dr. Francisco Lopez Jimenez says remains true today. And prevention, he says, can start small by focusing on the simple things like diet and exercise. Quote, trying to eat healthier a little bit at a time to avoid to move around through the day, avoid sitting for too long, end quote, says Dr. Lopez Jimenez. A positive outlook also can go far in your physical well-being. Enjoy a walk with a friend, for instance. Quote, trying to find purpose every day and trying to give love every day, because there are some of the emotional things that we don't take care of that also affect the heart, end quote, he says. And finally, he says if you are prescribed medication for high blood pressure or high cholesterol, avoid the risk of a heart attack and follow your doctor's orders. Quote, take those medications, check your numbers, and be sure that all those factors are well under control, end quote, Dr. Lopez Jimenez says. Tips and strategies for a heart-healthy diet. Eat more vegetables and fruits for vitamins, minerals, and heart health. Select whole grains for fiber and nutrients. Choose healthy fats such as monounsaturated and polyunsaturated options. Opt for low-fat proteins, including lean meat, poultry, fish, and legumes. Reduce salt intake to lower blood pressure. Control portion sizes to manage calorie intake. Plan daily menus emphasizing vegetables, fruits, whole grains, lean proteins, and good fats. Enjoy occasional treats in moderation without derailing your healthy eating plan. Midland Health. Make a life-saving impact. Donate blood. We invite you to participate in our upcoming blood drive event at Midland Memorial Hospital, where a simple act of donating blood can help save lives. Every drop counts, and your contribution can make a significant impact. Walk-ins are always welcome. You can also schedule a donation online at donors.vitalant.org. Date, November 3rd, time 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Location, Midland Memorial Hospital, Main Lobby. Why donate? Blood donation is a selfless act that can have a profound impact on those in need. Here are some compelling reasons to roll up your sleeves and donate. Save lives. Each donation can save up to 3 lives by providing crucial components like red blood cells, plasma, and platelets to patients in need. Community support. Your donation directly benefits your community, helping those undergoing surgeries, cancer treatments, accident victims, and more. Emergency preparedness. Blood is vital in times of disasters and emergencies. Your donation helps ensure a steady supply for these critical situations. Who can donate? Most healthy individuals aged 17 to 75 can donate blood. Donors should weigh at least 110 pounds and be in good general health. Donors under 18 will need parental consent. What to expect? Donating blood is a straightforward and safe process. Here's what you can expect on the day of the event. Registration. You'll fill out a brief form with your information and have a short interview with a medical professional. Health check. A nurse will check your vital signs, including blood pressure, pulse, and hemoglobin levels, to ensure you're eligible to donate. Donation. The actual blood donation typically takes around 10 to 15 minutes. It's painless and safe. Refreshments. After donating, enjoy some light refreshments to replenish your energy. Rest. Relax for a few minutes before you leave to ensure you're feeling your best. COVID-19 precautions. Rest assured we are taking all necessary precautions to ensure your safety during the event. Spread the word. Help us make this event a success by spreading the word. Encourage your friends, family, and coworkers to join you in donating blood and saving lives. Your participation in our blood drive event can have a life-changing impact on those in need. By giving just a little of your time and a bit of your blood, you can help ensure that patients in our community receive the life-saving care they require. Together, we can make a difference, one drop at a time. Don't miss this opportunity to be a hero in your community. Thank you for your support. Geriatric healthcare. Navigating the 3 Ds. A free lunch and learn at Manor Park. Manor Park will host a free lunch and learn at noon Friday at the Barney Great House Activity Room, 5212 Sinclair Avenue. The informative event will shed light on critical health issues facing our older population. Dr. Arubala Reddy, an expert in geriatric healthcare, will discuss the challenges of navigating dementia, depression, diabetes, and aging vulnerability. Quote, we extend a warm invitation to all of our community to join us for this free event, end quote, Manor Park stated. Reddy is an assistant professor of nutrition sciences in the College of Human Sciences at Texas Tech University. Reddy's current research is focused on gaining a deeper insight into the underlying mechanisms of Alzheimer's disease, AD, using postmortem brain tissue from individuals afflicted by AD. Quote, whether you are an older adult, family member, caregiver, or simply someone interested in understanding and addressing the challenges of aging, this event promises to be a valuable and enlightening experience, end quote, Manor Park stated. Alleviating eye strain headaches. People are increasingly spending time in front of screens on a daily and even hourly basis, giving eye muscles little chance to rest. A Baylor College of Medicine ophthalmologist explains how headaches form from eye strain and how to give your eyes a break. Quote, we focus on one object, especially an object that's up close, like a computer screen or phone, for prolonged periods of time, and we don't give our eye muscles time to rest, end quote, said Dr. Masih Ahmed, assistant professor of ophthalmology at Baylor. Quote, if you don't give your muscles enough time to rest, that can cause some tension of those muscles, end quote. Causes. When you look at up-close objects like phones and tablets, the muscles in the eye accommodate, which allows your eyes to zoom in and your pupils to change in size so you can focus. Tension can occur if eye muscles stay in this state for a prolonged period. Dry eye is another common cause of eye strain. When you focus on reading, working on the computer, or watching television, you subconsciously blink less, which leads to the tear film evaporating. tear film evaporating, resulting in irritation of dry eye. Mitigating strain. Ahmed recommends the 20-20-20 rule when working in front of a screen. Take a 20-second break every 20 minutes to focus on something 20 feet away to give your eyes a chance to relax. He also suggests using artificial tears for those who suffer from dry eye. Put in the tears before working in front of the computer, even if your eyes do not feel tired, to reduce eye strain from dry eye. Prescription. Prolonged eye strain often promotes headaches. If you wear corrective lenses, make sure you have the proper prescription, as some might be too strong or too weak to reduce eye strain. If you have an uncorrected refractive error and your vision is not as sharp, you might require more focus or energy to be able to see something, which can lead to a headache. Quote, you might squint more trying to get that pinhole effect for things to look clear. Astigmatism can also make things look distorted in shape if your astigmatism is not corrected, end quote, he said. Glasses and contacts. People can get headaches from glasses if they sit too tight on the temples, so make sure your glasses always fit well. Stronger prescription glasses are thicker on the edge, which can cause distortion for the vision on the edge of the glasses, leading to distorted vision. Quote, because they sit further off your eye, they may require more power of your muscles in the eye to be able to focus on close tasks, whereas contact lenses sit on your eye, so that decreases the amount of focusing power that you may need, end quote, Ahmed said. Quote, contacts give you that full vision, whereas glasses stop right there, and the edge, especially thicker ones, can be tougher to see through, end quote. People who feel pain from glasses or struggle with glasses or contacts may consider getting refractive surgery like LASIK to reduce the burden of wearing glasses and focusing through those lenses. Refractive surgery gives you your best corrected vision without needing glasses or contacts. When adults reach ages 40 to 50, the ability to focus up close diminishes, so they might need presbyopia correcting glasses or reading glasses to avoid squinting and eye strain. If you wear progressive lenses, your eyes scan to find that sweet spot, and eventually you might get used to it. But depending on the prescription, that can be tiring for the brain to scan through, causing headaches. Some might opt to remove their progressive lenses if they cause irritation and put on reading glasses. Switching your progressive lenses for reading glasses throughout the day will not cause damage to your eye. Quote, when you put on reading glasses, the whole glass you're looking through is meant for that power for you to read through, so that makes it a little easier, because you're not having to look down through that bifocal or progressive part of the lens, end quote, he said.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.